going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate that. We are bringing in a special guest from our station. He was rocking the coverage over the weekend. Fantastic job. Congratulations yet again, Zach Wolchuk, to the entire crew. Y'all were phenomenal. I really enjoyed it a lot. We will make fun of you in a minute, though.
Thanks, man. I can't wait to be made fun of.
I thought you looked great, too.
Yeah, man. Y'all were dapper.
Tried. Day three, I was like, I don't want to wear this polo again. I wore it all day yesterday, so let's go ahead and spice it up a little bit.
I like that. And what was the phrase Broadus said? If it's free, give me three. Mm-hmm. If I got to pay, no way.
That's the motto.
Kevin.
So yeah.
You can pick up a few extra. Now, for anybody that has been texting in and saying that they didn't like the Cowboys draft, do you disagree with them?
Yeah, I liked the Cowboys draft. I mean, I was surprised, don't get me wrong, that they did not come away with a wide receiver. But I think their expectation was our guy we would take would be Ted Roe McMillan. And then he ends up getting sniped by Carolina. So, hey, they were true to best player available.
Yep.
And I don't know that they always are.
They're not for sure, yeah.
This clearly, I mean, their first three picks, they got guys that were all top 37 players for me. And then on day two, I think that they ended up getting it value for everybody except probably the fifth-round linebacker, Shamar James out of Florida. There were a couple other linebackers on the board that I liked a little bit more than him. But, I mean, if my biggest gripe is their fifth-round pick,
yeah,
and it's just because I liked a couple other players more,
yeah,
I'm hopeful that he can be a good player. And Matt Eberflus has a history of creating and making guys on day three linebacker-wise successful. I'm totally cool with it, man.
Yeah, watching Shamar James, I'm like, okay, there's some things that he needs to grow. He still has a lot of room to grow instinctually for what he is. Good athlete. I like his ability to get forward, but at 6'1", I'm like, huh. I like the bigger, beefier guys for that, though.
You're a beefy guy.
I am. That's kind of what I'm looking for in a linebacker, Kevin. All right, so we're going to get to the name game in just a minute. However, Ross, do we have Kevin's moment as well? Okay. We're going to find out from the Tolos what is the more awkward moment in history. Kevin, we'll play yours second. We're going to play Zach Wolchuk's first. This was over the weekend. Here, take it away.
All right, Jay, so can we teach the entire defensive front the haka and make sure we do this every pregame?
I mean, I'm not a haka specialist. You know, that's more like Marins, you know, I'm Tongan, so I'm not really a haka specialist, but I think we could try.
We can try. Well, we appreciate you taking some time.
Man,
to join
God
us
bless Kyle for getting the hell out of that.
All right, so
he's like, we've heard enough.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's probably the smartest move on Kyle's part, is just to get you out of that situation as quickly as possible and say thank you and move on with his day. What were you thinking? Before you asked the question,
like, he wasn't thinking. You know, that's
a before you asked the question, what was going on in your mind?
I try to do homework on these players, and so I knew that he, He's got a few brothers that are playing in the NFL or in college. He's got another brother that is a professional rugby player in New Zealand.
Gotcha.
And New Zealand, obviously, their pro rugby team or their national rugby team is the New Zealand All Blacks.
Right.
And they are known for the haka. I also did go to Plano Senior High, as you guys know.
Yeah,
and we had three straight years played Euless Trinity in the postseason.
I was there.
And Euless Trinity has a very heavy Polynesian, Samoan, Tongan base there. And I think that lineage is what stemmed, like, every time they come out, they're going to do the haka. So that was kind of my thinking, but gosh, I feel like a total dumbass.
All right, and now we will go with Kevin's moment while we
I'm still trying to find that one real quick.
All right, we will wait.
All right.
We will wait just a few moments.
Yeah, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. That doesn't exist.
It exists out there. It's got to be out there somewhere.
I'm fine.
I think I got you off the hook.
Carter's helping us out. I know he knows what the moment is, I'm pretty sure.
But I'm excited that we might not have this.
But that was, and then after, whenever everything was all said and done with, did you feel like, because it sounded like you doubled down with the, hey, how does he not know how to do this?
Well, I was mainly doubling down to try and just explain, like the thinking, the process of why I asked that.
Gotcha.
Because Vach's response, I was like, no, like I wasn't trying to be like disrespectful in any way. But everybody had a really good laugh about it. I just wanted to crawl underneath the table and hide forever.
All right.
And at this station, Kevin, I think it is our responsibility that whenever things like this happen, we put a big old bright light on it. Have fun with it because we're humans.
So mine happened with an FC Dallas player. His name is Lawless Abubakar.
Nice work.
And his birthday is on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Christmas Day. So my wife's birthday is on Christmas Eve. And one of the things she's always had a hard time is getting people together to like celebrate her birthday and all that. I was like, do you ever have a tough time getting people together and like to celebrate? And he goes, yeah, not really. And he goes, I don't celebrate Christmas. My family, we're Muslim. And I was like, son of a gun. And so...
And then Mike, throughout the whole interview, not asking questions, is jotting down little notes about Easter and stuff like that.
What does he think about the resurrection? And so I made it worse in the car in the parking lot at spring training because I was like, no, man. And I looked it up because Mike kept saying, yeah, that's his last name and he follows Jesus. And I was like, I think you're wrong about that. So he's from Ghana, and of course, I didn't know this ahead of time, but I looked it up. Ghana has a Christian population of 70%. And I was like, see, I tried to justify it retroactively to myself.
That's not how you said it, though.
But what I actually said, and we had the windows down, we drove past the security person, and I yelled out, in your effing face.
Mother effers.
And it was about... the Christian population of Ghana, but just driving by, none of that context is available.
Amazing.
And the security guards
weren't allowed in the parking lot for the rest of the week. Yeah, man. It was a tough time.
And I was extra amped up because, as we talked about early in the show, Mike like sprinted out in the parking lot to get Marcus Simeon to tell him all about what had just happened.
Yes.
Oh, and Mike was loving this.
He really was.
Somebody did say they're both really bad, but Zach had to live with that all weekend. Kevin can still try to win the player over. I think that was our first question. I think the fact that Marcus Simeon's relationship with Kevin is now different because of that. I think that's one of the things that like it hurts more for Kevin and Zach. Listen, man, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, it happens sometimes. Nobody's going to remember now. We'll never bring it up again after this discussion in G-Bag of the Day.
It's going to come up all the
tonight,
time.
Tonight, you know. Like
it's going to come up next year because every time, Wednesdays at 1:30, every week, we have interviews with FC Dallas players. Every single time, hey, I know it's what you want to do, but just don't ask about Christmas or Jesus. And even in one of the last little, we got some notes, and one of them was like, hey, this player is really big into their Christian faith. And I was like, if I'm getting trolled with other people in the station and I ask him that, and he's like, oh, yeah, not really. And I'd be like, son of a gun. So I'm just like, I'm not going to ask any holiday questions or anything like that.
Nice work, man. So you feeling any better now that we got that out of your system here?
Well, I just know that, coming up, I'm going to have to relive that at least two more times on our next show. Yeah. And then I'm sure anytime Jay Toia makes a play, I'll be inundated with Sippy Tao, which is actually the dance that the Tongans perform or the Haka gifts or gifs flooding my timeline. Next year's draft show, I'll probably have to relive this. So, yeah, it's never going to go away. I've just got to, you know, own it and apologize to anybody that I might have harmed or offended during the making of the broadcast.
On the player front, though, how are you feeling he's going to turn out for us?
I loved the player.
Big body, man.
I had a fourth-round grade on him, man.
Really?
I really did.
Wow. Okay.
I was absolutely thrilled. He's one of my favorite picks, I think, in the entire class.
Really?
I think he's exactly what they needed. They needed to add some one tech. He's a true nose. He's also got the ability to get up the field. He's a high-motor player. I mean, there were times he
maybe
would,
not a ton of sacks, but he's going to be able to
But effective. Create, effects, yeah. You know? He's a guy that will affect people. The pocket. And the run game, and there were times like he'll actually he would run past the quarterback or the running back, and then he's hustling, double back, makes the play. He's a guy that's just high motor, the big wide bodies, difficult to move. I was a big fan of his.
Seems like training camp's a great opportunity for him to revisit that moment and kind of bond together and get over it.
I agree.
I think it's a great opportunity. Now, I did find this list to be impressive and interesting. Seven phonetic Jalens were taken in the 2025 draft. Seven different Jalens.
What?
The way you say it, seven different Jalens. And this has been tracked back to Jalen Rose as the first time when the bump really came. Jalen Rose was the first name. I think it was around 95. When Michigan was doing their thing, it just the Jalen names have taken off in athletics since then. But that was seven for that one. Shedeur Sanders was the third player to be drafted with a first name that starts with she. There was Shamar Stewart, Shamar Turner, and then Shedeur Sanders, and then Shamar James. So that throws out there was four altogether.
Oh, wow, so we doubled the output for that.
That is true. The name Ozzy, there's been two Ozzies in the NFL. Can you name them? Newsom. Who's the other one?
Guillen.
That sounds good to me. I don't know who they are.
That was a baseball player.
The Ozzie Trapillo. There you go.
Yeah,
so that's,
there you go.
That's three. Now we got three. Walter Nolan. Walters need to make a comeback because we're looking at this here. There have only been 30 Walters in the NFL. 30 Walters in the NFL. And in the last...
Like Walter's a common
name? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Maybe pre-merger.
Since 95... No. There have only been five Walters in the NFL. So that's another thing there. Woody Marks. It's an interesting name. I just wanted to throw that one out there. Mm-hmm. And juniors. All right. How many juniors do you think went in this draft?
14.
14?
9.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. 9.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Yes. And Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was last year. Yeah. Here's the thing though, in the history, I believe there are only 30 juniors ever taken.
Really?
Yes.
That is surprising.
I'm sorry, 46. Yeah. 46 total NFL juniors have ever been taken. Can you name all of them? Let's go.
I cannot.
Odell Beckham Jr.
No, please
Jerry
don't.
Porter Jr.
Please don't.
Devin
do this.
Stingley Jr. Marvin Harrison
That's
Jr.
That's good. I get the
Michael
idea.
Michael Pittman
oh
Jr.
Oh my God.
Marion
like
Barber Jr. Ken
please
North.
Stop.
All right.
Junior.
So, what's that?
I said, please stop.
Guys.
Savone Rebel Jr.
Exactly. There you go. There's another junior to add to the list. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Speaking of that dude, when it comes to toughness, That's the biggest quality. Like he's a very well-rounded cornerback, very well-rounded. But the thing I missed about Jordan Lewis is that Jordan Lewis will put his nose in there.
Physical.
And is that what we're feeling with Ravel too?
Absolutely. Physical as all hell.
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's
go
ahead and replace Diggs now, Kevin, is what he's saying.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, technically, you could save some money on the calf if you decided to do that. We've discussed that in the past.
All right. There you go. And then the sad news. Miro Heiskanen will not be on the ice tonight.
What the hell?
Yeah, will not be on the ice again.
Maybe we won't see him again.
Yeah, Wolchuk was predicting game 4.
I was.
Actually, I think you were even throwing game 3 out there.
I thought if he was going on that road trip, we had a good chance to see him.
I love that gut instinct. I love that gut instinct feeling. I like the positivity you were rocking with it.
You can't trust the gut anymore.
Yeah.
Look, Jason Robertson's not going to play in this series. And now, best case scenario, you get Miro in game 6.
Mm-hmm.
But even at this point, who knows?
Does Junior Seau count? That's a good question. I didn't see him on the list in that form because I felt it was different, but that's a good one. Yeah. Is Junior a first name, or do you have to be somebody? somebody.
I mean,
junior.
Was that Junior Sal's real first name? I don't know.
I never knew. There you go. And that's the C block.
He might know the Haka.
Stop it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, thanks for nothing. Coming up next, Stars Avs Game 5 predictions and Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst besides Zach this weekend? We'll do it next right here on the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Fan.
Kicks it up top, Tames walking. One-timer! Saved by Edgar! The score! He got through it!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to try to do a lot in this segment. Wanker of the Weekend. Also get your predictions for Stars Avalanche Game 5 tonight. A couple of other random things for you. Come on, Malawach did declare for the NBA draft. Potential top 10 pick out of Duke made his intentions clear just ahead of the deadline. And then Liverpool has won the Premier League. They match Manchester United with 20 titles all time. They beat the brakes off of Jared Sandler and Tottenham.
Just like you predicted.
On Sunday, yeah. Look, I would love to tell you that I got all my plays in on underdog for Liverpool at the beginning of the season, but that would be a lie.
Oh, maybe next time.
All right. Do you want to start with Stars, Avs, or do you want to go to Wanker of the Weekend? Or I realize not to stop that time, or just bounce back and forth.
You know what? I like the idea of bouncing back and forth.
Okay.
So let's bounce from the 4-6-9. This is a must-win game. They say whoever wins game five only has to win one more game.
No, not they say. That is a fact.
Uh-huh. So that's why they say it, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, like,
you know what? Hold on. Because of y'all, we're going to play cut six. So this is Joey Logano talking about his teammate. And when I first saw it, I was like, how can you talk about your teammate with something like that? But I totally get it now. Give me cut number six.
Way to go, Austin. Way to go, you dumb. Way to go. What a stupid. He just gave it to him. Gave a Toyota Sagewood. Nice job. Way to go. What the
I get it.
That's how he feels about it.
That's how I feel about Corey right now.
Oh, come on. What did I give to him?
Yeah, that's a stage win.
Mm-hmm.
Except you gave them a text win by being like, yeah, and that's why they say it.
Yeah, I'm glad they texted in. I appreciate that. So you're telling people not to text in? 877-81-1053.
No, I didn't say that either.
Kevin doesn't want you to text in. How are you going to respond? Look forward to seeing your text.
What do you want me to do? Is this the part where I'm supposed to go, oh, you don't have the balls to text in? Or the ovaries? I don't know what the equivalent is.
You might have ovaries.
All right. So there's that. And you know what? I get it, Joey Logano. I understand exactly how you feel right now.
Yeah, I get it too.
All right.
Been there.
What? How have you been there?
I was just trying to sympathize with you, Kevin.
All right. Let's talk about Ja Morant. Look, I get it. saying things when there's no chance you have to back them up is fun. But Ja Morant says that he had the Thunder figured out and that Memphis would have tied the series if he didn't get hurt. Look, man, first of all, but you did.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, you did get swept. I don't care if those games were close. You got swept in a series where you also lost one of the games by 50 points.
Mm.
I don't know if I would say that you
had them figured out.
Figured them out.
We had it all figured out.
Yeah.
Except for the ability to beat them. And if you had them figured out.
And I get it. Those games were close.
What he is saying there is I had them figured out and nobody else could do what I was going to be able to do once I had them. I couldn't even tell them the secrets. I had to keep them secrets because they couldn't accomplish it. So next year, though, I'll be on the court and I'll be able to do it. That's what it sounds like to me. I didn't trust any of my teammates with all the secrets.
Yeah. Or they just weren't good enough to execute.
They just weren't good enough. That's what happens. Just like the Mavericks weren't good enough to beat the Grizzlies that night.
From the 817, I'm texting in just because Kevin doesn't want me to. I'm not against that.
Oh.
From the 214, texting in just to say, screw you, Kevin. And then from another 214, Kevin, I, in fact, do not have the ovaries to text in.
Oh, from the 469, I have. They say they have the ovaries to text in.
We were so close to getting that. From the 716, F off, Kevin. I just texted in. I'm fine with that.
Appreciate everybody out there.
If you have messages besides F me,
yeah, that's
that'd be great.
Maybe let's not say that. You know, maybe let's say something different. Maybe now we can say something nice to Kevin. How about that?
Oh, that would be lovely. Hey, are the Los Angeles Lakers...
940, go get texts.
Are the Los Angeles Lakers the wankers of the weekend because they lost again? They're down 3-1. I will tell you this. I saw somebody text in and said, how poetic if the Mavericks and Lakers win the same amount of postseason games. Disagree. I don't care how long they do this tournament. I don't care how long if they expand out the play-in tournament. I do not count that as a postseason victory.
The win in the play-in
tournament?
Yeah, no. Okay, fine. If you don't want to count it as that way, that's fine.
I do not.
Does the NBA?
I don't think they do either.
Are you abolishing the NBA?
I think those stats maybe don't count.
In the AP, you're like, no AP, no NBA. I hate both of them. That is a very interesting way to look at it. That being said, the Lakers were already in the playoffs.
True.
The Mavericks were not. So true. I still give them the leg up on all that.
What if they end up losing this series 4-1? Like, they still get
which
the leg up.
Which is very likely, yeah.
But how embarrassing is that going to be? You pulled off the greatest, you know, train robbery in the history of NBA trades, and then you get run in the first round.
Yeah, especially when last year Nico made an amazing trade, and then they went to the finals.
Yes.
So you're like, okay, how did this all happen? I mean, if you're looking at the Lakers roster, they still are an incomplete roster with Luka on that team. There's a lot of things missing from what they need to be. But at the moment, Mavericks fans are taking some sort of credence in this. And then there are some other people that are starting to do the, hold on, what if Nico was right? Luka doesn't play defense. Like, well, are you seeing?
I mean, he's right about that.
Are you seeing what's happening out here right now? I
mean, that part is definitely right. From the 254, Kevin, you're awesome. Corey, why you got to be so mean?
Oh, there you go.
I like that. I
appreciate that. You know, try to balance it out here.
Like that. From the 817, hey, Kevin, I know you won't read this, but I hope you have a great day. I did read it.
From the 214, Kevin, I'm texting to say, go get Christmas. I don't know exactly what that means. How would you go get Christmas?
That's, you ask people inappropriately timed questions about it. Now, let's stick with the NBA.
Okay.
So, officials, they admitted they dropped the ball, which, here's what happened. So the Knicks are up by one over Detroit. Tim Hardaway Jr. gets a three-pointer off with 0.3 seconds. Draws contact. He should have gotten the foul call.
Yes.
And he should have got three free throws. They were losing by one, one would think. Hopefully he could make two or three, but who the hell knows. Do you want to hear the NBA after the fact be like, yeah, we messed that up?
I don't. I do not want to hear that. The NBA, it's like when the Dean Blandino, Dez Cottit moment. And then what, 3 years later, they come out and tell us, guys, yeah, we got that one wrong.
Yeah.
It just makes it feel worse. Like, it makes it feel absolutely worse. And if you got it wrong, why can't you change it? Why are you even telling me if you can't change it? You go back and you have that conversation with the guys that are making that. Otherwise, it's a moot point telling me something like that.
It's like a cow's opinion.
Like a cow's opinion. It's moo.
I understand. That's still moot. But if they said, we're all going back to the gym.
We're
going to
finish this
three
up.
Three free throws in front of many fans joking. As we can wrangle up.
Yeah, I'm not joking. Do it.
Then I would be like, great.
Yeah, if you really want to get it right, I don't care what happened. Just what's going to be the outcome of it? And if the outcome is nothing, then I really don't need to know.
Man, this is a great point.
It's like finding out that girl liked you after you're married. You're like, hold on. You would have dated me?
Who is that girl?
I've seen it in shows. Movies, I think.
But like, in this instance, like, don't they usually like end up together after like the person finds out information?
That is a pretty valid point there.
Here's what I want to happen in a romantic comedy, maybe more than once out of every 20 of them. It's a complex decision because you are fond of your spouse, or it's not a complex decision because you're fond of your spouse and you just move on with your life. Every person who's ever in a relationship in this scenario is a relationship with the biggest a-hole in the world. And I would love it if you're even just dating, you'd be like, oh man, I've always had a crush on that person, but oh, this fellow's really nice to me. So yeah, can't do it.
Exactly.
What a complex life that would be. Instead, it's always like, well, the big city boyfriend doesn't even want to go to your hometown for the winter barn dance.
Yeah.
But of course, Strappin' Joe is there.
Because he lives there.
And he's always loved you.
Yeah.
I think we just deciphered the plot to Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. And he started a business that you didn't even know about that really helps the community. He had a passion the whole time that you actually love.
It could be. Absolutely. Now, by the way, if you're too mean to me, as multiple texters said, I could break out some dad jokes.
Dude, okay, never mind, dude. Never mind. Let's talk stars.
Just remember that. All right, let's talk stars. What are your predictions for tonight? And, you know, we talked about this earlier in the show. For Winnipeg, they need to regroup. Hellebuck has been benched in back-to-back games. They have lost the last two games by a combined run of 12-3 against St. Louis. So they have been getting smashed. So meanwhile, you know, we've talked about, obviously, the Stars have plenty of their own problems in this series and not being able to ever score first and maintain a lead. But other favorites are having these issues as well.
I have tonight, Kevin, I have the Stars winning in the third period, sealing it with a goal, winning 3-2. This is going to be one of those where you get a couple of goals to early from each side, and it sits at 1-1 for a while, and you're kind of stressed by the amount of speed that's going on and the hitting. You're going to be stressed by it through the second period. Oh, man, I just broke the thing on my pen. Everybody hates that part. And then you're going to tie it up again. Here's what's going to happen. Stars are going to get a goal in the second period. And then in the third period, Colorado's going to score and look like they're coming on strong. Stars get a final one to finish it off late in the game. That's how I'm going with this one.
All
Somebody
right.
says 4-2 with an empty netter from Miko. I would love for Miko to score two goals tonight. Like, that would be, how amazing would that be to see him go, you know what, put the cape on, boys. I'm getting two for us.
Yeah, I hear on that. By the way, I'm pretty sure all of the Western series are tied 2-2.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. No, it's tight, dude. It's really tight. Yeah. No, it's fascinating. And that's again, that's what they wanted. That's what hockey wants, is for these first rounds to be this kind of a way.
And if you're looking at some of these series and you could pull through in six games, maybe Winnipeg and St. Louis does go to seven. Maybe you can end up with home ice in that. I hope you guys are right. I really do. I'm going to jot this one down as a 3-1 loss. I hope I'm wrong. Just because the Stars continue to play with fire and give up the first goal time and again. Like, it's almost like clockwork. What's the score at the end of the first period? It's 1-0. Maybe 2-0 Colorado. You've seen it again and again and again. And the Stars, I mean, you can argue the Stars aren't better than Colorado at all. But if you think they are definitely not that much better than Colorado that they can continue to fall behind game after game after game. It is.
I agree with you there.
It's still amazing to me that this series is 2-2.
Jump on them. You got to jump on them early tonight.
Yes.
Is a feeling on that. I'm right there with you, man. I would love to see that happen right out of the gate.
I would love that changing up tonight. By the way, Corey, knock, knock.
No.
Ross, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Broken pencil.
Broken pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless.
Oh.
You should be erased for that one.
From the 972.
Even Carter's mad at you right now.
But nobody gets as mad at me as Alex.
From 817, they can't lose tonight. Hintz and Duchesne coming in the clutch.
I really hope that they do, because we've talked about the Stars' struggles from literally their stars, and you're not going to have Miro tonight. You're not going to have Robertson, I don't think, in this series. From the 972, the Stars needed to get it together. They're 2-10 in their last 12 games. And that is definitely a way to look at it. And it is problematic. But all of a sudden, if you were to win tonight, then you don't care about that as much because you're up 3-2 with a chance to ice it in Colorado.
That's true. Let's get this one tonight, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. No, just because I didn't pick the Stars, I said I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, from the 716. And that's why I text mean things to Kevin. He hates all Dallas teams. Yeah. When was the last time you picked the Stars? That's a good question.
I picked them to win the Stanley Cup this year.
You picked them to win the Mavericks to win things and the Cowboys. The Rangers, I bet you're down on their run differential right now too, aren't you?
You know what? You're lucky. I was going to tell you a joke about calendars, but it's pretty dated. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
On 105.3 The Fan.
Brock Nelson accelerates with a ton of speed to the slot. The shot, they score! Guess who? It's Gabriel Landeskog! 3-0, Colorado!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Peggy, we are rolling. How about you?
I love it. I'll tell you once you answer this question how we feeling about Game 5 tonight.
Excellent. You know, okay. I think, you know, this Stars team's been ready to break out, and this is a perfect opportunity to get that. So I'm ready for it. You know, this is a hockey team that has an offensive identity. And after a major lull like what we saw on Saturday afternoon, I think those guys are all just looking each other in the eyes and promising that it's not going to happen again.
Broadus?
Don't feel particularly great.
I had a feeling you might say that. Because did you say Colorado in six?
Colorado in six.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you better find a way to play better. Find a way not to give up the first goal.
Yeah.
Better find a way to handle the speed that Colorado has. I think for the most part, there's been some times where you haven't really done that very well. I think there's a little bit of a down thought about Miro not being available. I think that's something, you know, that you were kind of hoping that would give you the bump.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to kind of figure some things out in this one. And getting off to a good start early, building momentum, using your crowd to your advantage, because that crowd will carry you, but you've got to play better. That was awful, awful on Saturday.
I always do find it weird when a team has played as miserable as they did, as bad as they did, and then they're like, well, we're not going to play like that again. How do you predict that?
Yeah.
You just did it. How do you know that you're not going to do it again? Because that was embarrassing, and we won't let it happen to us.
Hope not.
It's crazy. Like, you're in the playoffs. Every game is an opportunity to inch one step closer.
Yeah.
The sort of rhythms of competition apply, and the desperate team, the team that has to win, you know, is going to play, I don't know, 10 to 15% faster or better. And the team that's up, especially if you've won two in a row, there's a letdown. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how hard you try when you've won two in a row, you can't get yourself in the same headspace unless you're Jordan.
Which is going to make for an amazing finish to this Western Conference first round, because every single one of their series is two up.
I'm really surprised of how St. Louis has taken advantage of Winnipeg the way they have. And my biggest fear right now is that Dallas somehow doesn't advance and St. Louis does, and you've knocked out Winnipeg, and there's your path, a little bit better path to it. And so unfortunately hopefully that won't you won't see that happen. As far as, I mean, I'd like to see Dallas get in and continue to go, but man, it's not the way you played Saturday.
We need Rantanen to go make a big statement. I want a monster hit against Landeskog. I think every game that goes with Miro being out, I think makes it tough because as I was trying to convince these guys on Friday, first game back, it can throw all sorts of chemistry issues. Mm. Plus, you're shaking off rust.
Yeah.
It can go amazing, but oftentimes the team's going to be, you know, out of balance just a little bit. Obviously, now Landeskog shook that off and got a goal and assist in his second game back.
Okay? Damn good.
Second game back, Miro is the one that you might need in game seven.
Yeah,
yep. So we need him back by game six at the latest after winning tonight.
Now, this is going to be a weird shift. Hmm. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen take place on a plane?
Oh, Dawson flew next to a lady that flew without her pants the whole time.
Took her pants off. Had a nice butt, some nice white panties on, as I recall. Like grannies.
I've seen
her and her husband tried to pick me up on some swinger action as we were leaving.
What?
Yes. Of course he obliged. I didn't realize what they were doing. I was just like, okay, I'll text you about this book I was reading, I guess. And then they asked me what I was doing later. And I was like, I got to go.
Okay. He was reading a Kama Sutra book. Okay.
How far into the flight until she was like, I'm just going to take my pants off?
As we were taking off.
Yeah.
And she never put her seatbelt on.
Okay.
It was crazy.
How about this? How about breastfeeding too on a plane?
Okay.
First class sitting up there right next to a lady that went ahead and did it.
Okay. But how egregious was she?
Oh, she didn't care.
Really?
Did not care
one bit.
Let
that thing fly.
Yeah. I was sitting next to her and just had the kid in her lap and away she went and I didn't say a word.
The way she went. It was like a 5 or 6 year old too, which was crazy.
I had an awkward situation where it was an emergency flight to Cleveland to go see Lucy and I got the last ticket to get on the plane. Mm-hmm. There was one seat and it was between a couple. They were on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to sit next to each other and they kept passing drinks in front of me to each other. Wow. And I was like, y'all can sit next. And they're like, no, we're good. All right, honeymoon time.
Were they going to Cleveland for their honeymoon?
Yeah,
that sounds exciting.
That's a little weird.
Oh, so they were already defeated about that.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's checking it out.
Budget issues, man.
All my friends went to Fiji or whatever. You're like, sir,
I'm going to Cleveland.
So the whole reason I brought this up is I guess Southwest Airlines is still investigating an incident in which the police were called because a passenger, she took off all her clothes and pooped on her seat.
Pooped on her seat?
Yeah.
That's drugs.
And so, like, my next question for Dawson was going to be, when did they step in? Like, if she took her top off, they'd be like, ma'am, that's too far. Or, like, I know, obviously, if you poop on your seat, that's too far.
The poop is definitely too far.
But Corey wanted to speculate of what was wrong with that lady in the moment.
Yeah, there were drugs. That's got to be drug-induced. Okay.
She got bit by the noid.
If you're blackout drunk, that might happen. But just drinking, that's not going to happen. No. It's got to be a bath salt of some sort.
You're going salts on beer. And Xanax could do it.
Okay.
Is there a responsibility, like, when they check you in to kind of notice those things?
This
person looks like they're going to get naked and
poop. You hear stories about people not being able to get on planes because when you
show your boarding pass, and it beep and then thank you. Mm-hmm. You know that, aren't you kind of like observing like this person doesn't maybe look
this
right?
This person might get naked and poop in a chair. Mm-hmm. Some people have those faces.
Yeah. There's no way to tell that.
I have you never think? Looked at
like you notice them, like you notice them in the area, like they're kind of doing weird things in the area,
sniffing around like a dog.
Yeah, I mean like. Yeah, just kind of like they're just sitting there. They're all fidgety and you know doing weird things.
Eyes
maybe?
Dilated, like
I'm fidgety.
Well, sometimes I do think sometimes they maybe consume whatever drug is like once I get on the
like
plane,
walking down the ramp.
No, like at the bar. But like once you, I guess the booze.
You got a pregame.
You're saying getting on the plane so you can't catch that. Gotcha.
Yeah, like
so they're already on the
plane.
Sat
down that she maybe took. Yeah. The drug of what
she
seems
fine and everything.
Yeah.
The crap your pants drug.
Maybe she overdid it with the Metamucil Fiber Thins, Dawson. Maybe this is a hazardous outcome. Now, usually that's non-violent, you know. It's
okay.
Not like,
was this violent? I guess if she did it on her own seat. Okay,
it feels malicious if you're pooping
in the
chair.
How about the people sitting next to her?
Yes.
You're hitting that bell, aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, her top.
Okay, question.
Ding, 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 ding.
Take care of this ass.
Yeah. What's going on? Are we not hitting the bell and trying to like stop this before it happens?
There was that person that died on the plane a while back, and they just sat the corpse right next to a couple in... like for the rest of the flight.
Yeah.
Would you rather sit next to the corpse or the poo?
I think I'll take the poop.
Flick the poop in the eye.
Just put the corpse there.
Just grab the cup and try and shove the poop in Bernie.
Lay some paper towels over it.
Give me a blanket. Put it over the corpse. I'm not sitting next to.
See, Broadus, would you also ask for their drinks and snacks? You'd be like, hey, they didn't give them drinks and snacks.
Hey, where's that bag of pretzels? Let's go.
Oh no.
Now, believe it or not, I didn't think I'd have a tie-in for this, but did you see that one of the things that pushed Roky Sasaki to the Dodgers was he goes, are you going to have Japanese toilets? And so they were getting him so cheap. They're like, hell yeah, I'll get some Japanese toilets if that's going to get the job done. And it did.
Is that just bidet? Is that really what that amounts to? Or is there something special?
There's a lot of action. There's a lot of
massage elements.
Yeah. I think it's a step above the bidet.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ Pierzynski swears by it. When he jumped on with us, he is all about these Japanese toilets. I mean, South Park had a whole episode about
it. Yes. Yes, it did. What an illuminating crosstalk we've had today as, Damian Lillard does have a torn Achilles tendon. We thought that was probably going to be the look of it. So he is out the rest of the way and puts next season in jeopardy as well. What do you guys got coming up on the program
today? I'll tell you one thing, Higgy. Looking into this Japanese toilet, we got to step our game up here in the States.
It's true.
I know some of them
very
will
simple
sing
toilets
to you,
in our houses.
And
we got LED lights. Yeah, we got heated seats.
Yeah.
And they get like a little blow dryer element to the end of it.
And then at the end, they spray a little perfume, you know?
Look at that. Huh. Well, we have Pure Gold as always. Thanks for asking, including the Chris Young Show at 420.
All right. I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of thinking, it feels like a place that's like too nice to poo. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so nice. Like, should I really poo in this
thing? More of a party environment.
Yeah.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I guess, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.